This is VOA News. We are remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States has renewed its call to get to the bottom of the origins of COVID-19, singling out China for bending international organizations to its worldview as the United States restores its annual contributions to the World Health Organization. On Monday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told the House Foreign Affairs Committee that the United States must outcompete China and defend the international rules-based order, a priority reflected in the State Department's 2022 budget requests. The top U.S. diplomat slammed China's lack of transparency on the origins of the coronavirus as U.S. President Joe Biden ordered a 90-day review and a fresh intelligence report on the origins of COVID-19. Blinken called China's response to the pandemic a failure to meet basic responsibilities in terms of sharing information and providing access. He did not elaborate on what the United States might do to pressure China for a full access investigation. In Geneva, a senior WHO official said the organization cannot force the Beijing government to provide more information on the origins of the coronavirus. The first new drug against Alzheimer's disease in nearly two decades received a conditional and controversial green light from the U.S. drug regulators on Monday. The United States Food and Drug Administration approved the antibody drug made by biotech company Biogen. The drug reduces the amyloid plaques that riddled the brains of Alzheimer patients. But the approval drew sharp criticism from experts who note that the company has not proved that it slows the debilitating cognitive decline in patients with the disease. You can follow this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos announced Monday that he and his brother will be on board the first manned spaceflight from his aerospace company Blue Origin when it launches a rocket ship into space on July 20th. Bezos made the announcement from his Instagram account, which included a video featuring pictures from his childhood. He wrote, "Ever since I was 5 years old, I've dreamed of traveling to space. On July 20th, I will take that journey with my brother, the greatest adventure with my best friend." July 20th is also the 57th anniversary of the Apollo 11th moon landing, the first time a human walked on the moon. Blue Origin is also auctioning off a passenger seat on the new Shepard space vehicle. In a news release Monday, the company said bidding has reached $2.8 million with nearly 6,000 people from 143 countries vying for that slot. The capsule is designed to carry as many as six passengers. The company said the winning bid amount will be donated to Blue Origin's foundation, Club for the Future, whose mission is to inspire future generations to pursue careers in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, and to help invent the future of life in space. Pakistani authorities say at least 51 people were killed and more than 100 others injured in a train collision in southern Sindh province on Monday. Officials say more than 1,400 people were on board both the trains. Rescue workers are still busy retrieving passengers trapped in the wreckage. Officials fear the death toll could still rise. Pakistan's information minister said in a statement that it is premature to say whether the accident occurred due to a technical error, negligence, or sabotage. Prime Minister Imran Khan said in a tweet that he was shocked by what he called the horrific train accident. He said he's ordered a comprehensive investigation into railway safety fault lines. Pakistan Army and paramilitary troops were on the site and assisting civilian rescue and relief efforts. Health authorities in Thailand have begun their much-anticipated mass rollout of locally produced AstraZeneca vaccine for the coronavirus, but it appears that supplies are falling short of demand. Hospitals in various parts of the country have been posting notices for several days that some scheduled appointments would be delayed, raising questions about whether there are sufficient supplies. Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha has pledged that the vaccines will be delivered as planned, although his government has come under fierce criticism for failure to secure timely and sufficient vaccine supplies. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.